This podcast is scheduled for one fall. And coming to the mic first, by way of Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yes.
Adrian.
That's me, baby.
And his tag team partner, same way of Knoxville, Tennessee, Shavon Tay.
Yes, sir.
We are here. You are there. Because this is the No DQ Podcast, and today we are covering WCW sold out. That's with the U, you fuckers. In fucking Dayton, Ohio, at the Haraya Arena, January 24th, 1998, WCW and NWO presents sold out. Was this place sold out? Who fucking knows? Had attendance of 5,486. You tell me what arena in the fucking world holds 5,000 people. I digress.
Hell have no fury, like the first fight in 98. Who do you trust? Not a fucking person to book this shit. Let's get into it. Mm-hmm. First match, baby. We have a good match. A great match. Oh, the fuck popped up. We got Juventud Guerrera, Super Calo, Liz Mark, Chavo Guerrero, La Parca, Psychosis, Silver King, and El Dandy. Eight-man tag match. This action was fast, furious, and to the fucking point.
Yeah, very much. These luchadors, fucking Dusty Rhodes, one of them from Texas, so fuck you, bitch. these luchadors had a pretty good match, probably the best match of the night. Chavo, he's doing his thing, trying to get pushed over, I'm assuming. You know, he wins the match on Tornado DDT. La Parca, that's an entertaining fucker. I don't know if I've seen a lucha as entertaining as him. He's walking around carrying chairs, doing his little strut. He's doing the fucking chicken dance in the middle of the ring. Juventud, very athletic, as long as Psychosis, we don't know about him.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a pretty good match. These guys had a spot on the outside of the ring. They all do the springboard. La Parca attempts his springboard on the outside spot. Nobody's there. He pulls back. Jumps again to a Phoenix 450 inverted, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's pretty dope. Pretty good match.
Yeah, this is honestly a pretty damn solid match. Everything about the match was pretty good. The pacing was perfect. It was a great opener.
Mm-hmm.
Got you excited for what was going to happen next.
Yeah.
Great match. All in all, Guerrero wins after he pins Psychosis with a Tornado DDT. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, La Parca goes crazy, beats the shit out of Ray with a chair, and mm-hmm. then stands on top of the chair and does his little dance. Puts the chair up like it's a suitcase and walks away.
Yeah.
Man, I give this match a 4.
Yeah, I give it a 4 as well. You know, it's probably the best match of the night, so I'm going to go 4. Anything else, it could be a 3. You know, it has some useless fuckers in here like El Dandy. Liz Mark, you know, Silver King, he had a nice clothesline, you know.
Silver King laid some people on their fucking dime pieces.
God almighty. But other than that, yeah, we'll go for best match of the night, in my opinion. Next up, we got the Christopher Benoit, Crypto Crossface himself against Raven in a Raven's Rules match. What the fuck does that mean? We don't know. Only Paul Heyman would know. He only person gives a shit about Raven.
That's true. That's confirmed. Actually, look that up.
I guess you would call it an Extreme Rules match, pretty much. But this match had 0 to 1 on a structure scale.
No structure.
Right there.
That pretty much sets up the whole career of Raven. Zero structure. His lifestyle, zero structure. His hairline, unfortunately, zero structure.
And, yeah, they're beating the shit out of each other with
Brawling.
A chair.
Chops, chair shots.
They're outside the ring. It, like you said, chops and chair shots, fucking suplexes all up and down the fucking ramp. Benoit fucking kicks Raven back down the ramp. They get in the ring. Chris Benoit chair shots him. He lays the chair on his head, stomps it good time for a fucking great measure up. He goes to the top, performs his signature headbutt, and what does Raven do?
One.
Kick out.
Goddamn.
What a beautiful salesman he is. That's why he made it to the fucking main roster, you ECW cuck. Benoit wins this match on a crippler crossface.
Raven's giggling like a fucking little schoolgirl and passes out.
He's giggling like he's fucking it or somebody. Fucking is that Dean Malenko comes out post match and
they fight the flock for a little bit.
Fight the flock
and
for a little bit.
Dean Malenko backs up. He turns around, looks at Benoit. Benoit looks at him, all mulleted out and shit. Dean Malenko, fucking black jeans, tight ass, tucked in white shirt. They look at each other, give a nod of approval, walk away. What's going to happen? Who the fuck cares? Nothing right now.
I'll give the match a 3.
3 as well.
I'll give the match a 3.
Next up, Chris Jericho, Rey Mysterio Jr. for the WCW Cruiserweight Championship. This never got out of first gear. Not at all. In fact, it was pretty fucking out of pace. For a cruiserweight match, it was pretty out of pace. There were a few good spots there, but we got to remember here, neither of these guys are really at the prime yet. Jericho, definitely not in his fucking prime.
No, not
Mysterio,
at all.
Mysterio, he's getting there. He'll start having better matches come 99. And then that's when he goes and becomes a filthy animal is what they call him.
Yeah. But yeah, these guys definitely not in their prime. As a spot, Jericho runs out, pulls the fucking steer steps on the side, performs like flying forearm, fist, whatever on Mysterio, who's fucking 5'6". Jericho, you're at least 6 foot, bitch. Gets back in the ring. They're still going at it. Mysterio performs a Hurricanrana attempt. Jericho catches him, lays him down on his fucking stomach. Lion Tamer. Mysterio taps out, and Jericho is your new, light heavyweight champion?
Cruiserweight.
Why is he
fucking
a fucking
pace of this match?
Why is he a fucking cruiserweight? Jericho's 200 plus. Yeah, he's your new cruiserweight champion. I give the match a 2.5.
I'm going to give it a 3. It was all right, but it wasn't anything fucking special.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have Booker T. Rick Martel for the WCW World Television Championship. A match that had no chemistry.
No, not at all. Booker T. and Rick Martel. This, like I said on the Benoit and Raven match, this match has zero fucking structure. Granted, both these guys, I don't know too much about Rick Martel, but Booker T is definitely not in his prime yet. I mean, you could make the argument because he's a 5-time WCW champion. The match has zero fucking structure. Booker T's pulling out spinning Rooney's just out the fucking blue. Rick Martel, his moveset and Booker T's style, it just don't go together. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, Rick Martel ends up retiring in 1999, so he's at the tail end of his career.
What the fuck is he
put doing? Put someone younger in this match, please.
Yeah.
Please, somebody fucking. It's 98. You can find somebody. Fucking the Hamburglar. Put him in a fucking match. But don't put Rick. He just did. It didn't make sense, dude. The man's roided out of his ass.
Yeah.
Booker T looks confused half of the match.
Yeah.
He wins with a fucking Harlem hangover. He misses his head. 2.
Yeah, we'll go 2. Next up, Larry Zbysko to the mother.
Skip this bullshit.
Of Mr. Zbysko. Please tell me, how do you spell Zbysko without being off of 2 Percocets? Goes up against Scott Hall. And Scott Hall's with Louis Spicoli. Zbysko's with Dusty.
Lawrence, you know what Zbysko's real name is. So I just want to point this out. He picked the name Zbysko. He not just say pick it, he spelt it that way and said that's going to work. His real name is fucking Larry Whistler. Why don't you whistle your ass down the road and stay away from the fucking wrestling ring, you old bitch. All right? This match was ass times 2.
Ass.
As Big Sean would say, ass.
So,
this match fucking sucked.
Yeah, pretty much Scott Hall putting over Zbysko, you know.
Spicoli interferes. Cost the match.
Fucking Dusty turns on Zbysko. He joined NWO now. Who hasn't joined the NWO now? I'm going to go 1.5.
I'm going to go 1. Match fucking sucks.
As you can tell, we are very enthused with this card.
This match sucked ass. This whole show, like, it starts off so good. And then we get to Booker T and fucking Rick Martel and everything goes downhill.
Just like Laz's childhood. Started out so good. He gets to mid-20s. He's snorting cocaine, popping pills, fucking raping kids. God damn it. It's horrible. It's horrible. If I could compare any person on this planet to WCW Sold Out 1998, it's definitely Lazno Denise Nuts in your mouth. Because let me tell you something. That cuck had a horrible beginning to his life. Childhood was great. Parents loved him. He got out, ventured on his own, and that's when the shit started going south for him. And I mean literally, because this cuck came from New Jersey down to fucking Tennessee. Now he turned his life around. Great guy. You would love him if you meet him. But talking about his past, like we're talking about WCW past 1998, Oh, God. Oh, fucking God. Trash can juice. Syphilis. On a dyke. You know what I'm saying to you? This is last in 98. Next match. We got Ray Trailer and the Star. What does that
mean? Ray Trailer and the Steiner Brothers. Woo! With Ted DiBiase. They defeated the NWO, which is Conan, fucking Cuck, Scott Norton, Cuck, Buff Bagwell, Double Cuck, mm-hmm. and Vincent, Slave Cuck.
Yeah.
Horrible fucking match.
12 minutes too long.
12 minutes of just, do they trust each other?
Yeah, pretty much.
Another fucking 20 seconds of Conan trying to wrestle. He can't do that. By the way, side note, fuck you, Conan. I'm not even going to go to the
Ted DiBiase still running around. He's old as shit. But fucking money, everybody has a price.
Everybody has a price, so buy some better fucking wrestlers. Scott ends up pinning Conan after he hits a Steiner screwdriver. Should have done it hard style and broke his fucking neck.
What a bitch.
One.
I'm going to go 0.5. This match has zero in my attention. I'm going to be honest with you.
Speaking of broken necks, Kevin Nash against the Giant.
Mm-hmm.
The match started off kind of slow. It started to pick up a little bit. Kevin Nash goes to do a suicide dive. He ends up being caught by your boy, the Giant, the Big Show.
Your boy.
Throws him into the post. Go back in there. And the Giant is getting ready to go fucking wild. Woo-hoo! Which the shitty-ass matches. My bad. So, the match is really picking up after that. He hits a leg drop.
He's talking shit to Hulk Hogan,
Yeah, he's like, you're a bitch, Hogan, fucking bald little bitch. Why is your fucking beard black and your hair is pink, you fucking loser? After that, Eric Bischoff gets on here and Eric Bischoff's like, fuck you. Big Show picks him up, chokeslams that bitch down to the ground. Mm-hmm. And what's going on with our freeze distracted? Oh, I don't know. A mysterious hot pot of coffee has made it ringside. Like, this was the fucking plan all along to put hot coffee in the Big Show's face. And you hear Bobby Heenan on commentary, you can see the steam coming off of his head. No, you fucking can't. It's cold coffee. It's probably fucking decaf tea.
Room temp.
So Nash says, all right, I got the advantage. I'm rested up because I've been going in slow motion the entire match anyways. Picks him up for the jackknife. Drops him on his fucking head, wins the match.
That's what you call a jackknife.
Two. Yeah, jackknifed his fucking neck.
Yeah, I'll give it two as well. I'm pretty sure you guys are wrestling fans. Of course you are. You bitches when you listen to this podcast. When you play WWE 2K22, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, SmackDown vs. Raw 2010, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and 4. And you go to GM mode.
Mm.
And Triple H, fucking Larry Urinitis, whatever the fuck his name is, bitch, Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, Adam Pearce, Shane McMahon tells you, do not pair two giants together or you will not have a good match. That's what happened in 98. Now, did they get the memo? Who fucking knows? I hope they did, because I don't hate to repeat this again. And trust me, I will. But Kevin Nash literally dropped Big Show on his fucking head. That's why his career sputtered anyway. I give this match a 1.5.
Yeah, I guess it's maybe a 2 for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right, but then
the pot of coffee was.
It just fuck what the fuck you doing here. Next up, though, we get Bret Hart and Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is on the line here. Mm-hmm. Not a damn thing. Not a fucking shoelace. Not a magical bean.
Not an AARP card.
Nothing. One of them needs it for sure. This match was. Good, though. It was a good match. It wasn't a bad match. It was
supposed to be the main event.
It was supposed to. That's what I said. Oh, this is a real main event? Okay, well, how about you give me some fucking steaks? Main events have steaks. Thank you very much. All right. Here's the issue with this match. No steaks. It's 18 minutes of Ric Flair not being as good as people think Ric Flair is.
Mm-hmm.
And Bret Hart trying to bring the match to life.
Yeah,
I like Bret Hart. I think Bret Hart's a good wrestler. I think Ric Flair... Not as much.
All right.
But it was pretty solid. It was a solid match. I would have given it a 3. Hart forces Flair to submit to the sharpshooter. Mm-hmm. That's kind of as it wrote. It would have been maybe 3.5, but when he was in the sharpshooter, he did the fucking WCW right in the fucking air, and that pissed me off.
Yeah.
It's a 3 for me. It's a 3 for me. But I, you know, maybe we'll come across another one of these Flair and Bret Hart matches. It'll be better.
Hopefully not.
Well, yeah.
Bret Hart got a superplex off the top rope, I believe, on Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Pretty good spot. Ric Flair old as shit. Shouldn't be taking those bumps anyway.
No, shouldn't. Now he's taking bumps.
But, yeah, like Adrian said, 18 fucking minutes, and your main event is 7 minutes. Eric Bischoff, you're a cuck. Yeah,
he's drunk. Capital K.
Who's the other fucker that was managing that shit with him?
Vince Russo wasn't there yet.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Russo, you got to be called of a cuck.
Oh, but, wait till we get to 99,
2000. Oh, Russo, you're about to be a cuck. But yeah, this match was too fucking long to be a claim main event. I'll give it a 2. Like Adrian said, Bret Hart, he's okay. Ric Flair really don't give two shits about us except for his promos. But, you know, other than that, we're here. Main event.
This main event has stakes.
No, yeah.
The stakes of this main event is who gets to kill Miss Elizabeth. Lex Luger versus Macho Man Randy Savage. Can you guess which one got to actually kill her? Lex Luger.
Yeah.
All right. if you're listening to this, Luger, maybe you shouldn't give your girlfriend a bunch of fucking pain pills and kill her.
Yeah.
this match was pretty fucking poor until the last minute of the match. Mm-hmm. Luger forces Savage. I just want to point out Miss Elizabeth real quick. I know you're dead now.
Yeah.
But 1998 Miss Elizabeth, pretty damn hot.
Yeah, she was. She was.
Now, 2022 Miss Elizabeth, not so much.
Yo, she's cold as shit right now. It's cold as penguin's pussy outside. It's fucking -4 degrees. She's froze the fuck over. But yeah.
It should have been Lex. But I want to say, though, Luger forces Savage to submit to the torture rack.
Mm-hmm.
And then all hell breaks loose.
Oh, yeah. NWO comes
out. NWO comes out. Scott Hall's like, I like that. Fuck you, Scott Hall. He's laying there. He's passed out. Fucking. All of a sudden, Kevin Nash is in the ring. And what happens? It's Sting! Sting comes out. Sting's laying in left, right, left, right. Puts that bitch down. Scott Hall's like,
damn.
Scott Hall's still passed out over here. Hogan comes in the ring. Sting's like, I'm Sting. Fucking lays that bitch out. Hogan's on his back for the first time in his fucking life.
He's,
you know, banging Bubba the Love Sponge's wife. So you got Hogan over here in the fucking scorpion, what do they call it? Scorpion
Deathlock.
Yeah. So he's in the fucking gay sharpshooter. So he's in that sharpshooter. He's, you know, passing out, screaming like a bitch. Linda, help me, help me. Meanwhile, Kevin Nash is all put up on Lex Luger. Well, Lex Luger is hitting that torture rack. And you just see half leg Kevin Nash over here. Fucking, his legs are 3 feet of his body, and you got the other half just getting wrapped on, and meanwhile you got commentary, WCW wins, NWO is not in control anymore. Okay, well, let's see what happens tomorrow night on fucking Nitro. We know exactly what's going to happen. Eric Bischoff's going to come out and say, everything that happened last night didn't actually happen, NWO, and everybody's going to be like, yeah, true, sweet. So, I went on that long tangent to say this match was... could have just been a minute segment.
Yeah.
That 1 minute, though, was great. I do give it another half because Miss Elizabeth had her boobs out.
Yeah.
It's a 2.5 for me.
Yeah, I'll go 2 as well. The match itself really didn't have any of my attention, like you said, outside, you know, post-match.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm glad this shit is over. I'm glad I was 2 years old when this shit happened. Because if I was anything older than 5,
mm-hmm.
to have a bit of knowledge in my brain, to sit down in front of a fucking TV without a pacifier and drool snot and spit and shit on myself, I would have did it because I'd have watched this bullshit and I'd have cried myself to sleep at 2 years old. So, I give the match a 2. And now, thank God this shit is over. We get to our awards.
Woo! All right, brother, match of the night. Here, I can play a little tune for you. I learned the ukulele.
Okay.
All right, we got the match of the night.
There we go. We're doing great. The six-man tag, Chavo, Juventud, El Silver, whatever your fucking name is, against La Parca,
yes.
El Dandy, and Psychosis.
Desperado.
Yep.
I agree. That's the match of the night for sure. Nothing really came close to that.
No, no.
But for sure, that's the match of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Worst match of the night, however. Larry Zbyszko.
Yeah,
against Scott Hall. That was poo salad times 3. I need a sad note. That match was fucking garbage.
Yeah, that was dog shit.
This is attitude.
Yeah, I agree.
Star of the night?
I'll say Chavo. I mean, he won his match. Hopefully he gets the push he deserves.
Probably not.
Yeah, so probably not.
He'll fuck it up somehow.
Yeah, he's my star tonight. Him or Benoit.
Chavo? Okay, I have one, and then I have honorable mention. La Parca, my star of the night.
That's a good pick.
Now, my honorable mention is Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. Her titties was out.
Titties were out. That's always going to be a win for me. Who is your ride back of the night?
Eric Bischoff. He made this bullshit possible for us to watch.
I'm going Conan. He's a fucking bitch.
Yeah, he was useless.
Absolutely. When he tried doing like a lay bar and like fell over him and then tried to get back up and fell again. Garbage. Spot of the night.
I like La Parca beating the shit out of everybody with the chair at the end.
That was pretty funny.
He walks off. He does his thing.
I'm gonna go with the ending shot of the show with like Kevin Nash still in the torture rack. It's dangerous having the like that. I don't know, that just is pretty cool to me. I thought that was pretty great. Botch of the night.
Definitely Nash dropping Big Sean.
Absolutely. Should the folks at home watch or skip this show?
Definitely skip.
Skip. There's two good matches on this that you could probably like. I mean, someone's gonna like Bret Hart and Flair.
Yeah.
And of course, the opening match is pretty damn fantastic as well. There were a few shocking moments. Dusty Rhodes' turn was shocking. Like I said, we didn't follow WCW growing up, so this was like, I didn't know that it happened like that. So. It was a big deal. All around, though, you can skip this show and you can still carry on with your life and everything will be fine. Final grade for Sold Out 1998.
2.5.
Yeah, it's going to be a 2 for me. We don't recommend watching this show. It honestly is pretty fucking bad.
If you do, put a VR over your face. You'll thank me later.
Yeah, it was just not that great. Wow, man, we've knocked out another 98 pay-per-view, and hopefully we can get through the rest of them soon because this shit is rough.
We deserve credit, damn it. We're not the best podcast, but we're the best at what we fucking do, and that's giving you guys a shitty year of 1998.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't think a lot of people are going to sit through shitty wrestling like we do and be like, hey, you know, there's a bright spot. There's always a little bit of bright spot in some shitty wrestling. And we try to find it. We try to be the optimist. I'm gonna shoot on some podcasts out here, you fucking cucks. You got people out here like the podcast What's Wrong with Wrestling. What they literally do is they sit here and watch good wrestling shows and bitch like pussies about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I think it would have been better if they would have gone back to the Attitude Era. Shut the fuck up, you New Jersey accented bitch. No one cares about What's Wrong with Wrestling. We're here to bond with you over wrestling that in some way, shape, or another has changed our lives. Yeah. So quit being a bunch of whiny little cucks and complaining over your microphone with you and your brother and your bitch boyfriend about how bad wrestling is and how it used to be better. It used to be this, used to be that. Well, maybe wrestling would be better today if we didn't have whiny bitches like you on the internet ruining everything all the time. Did Sold Out 1998 suck ass? Absolutely. But we watched it. We pointed out the good things. We pointed out some of the bad things. And we're going to keep pushing on and quit talking about, well, after this show, I could just quit watching wrestling. Then quit watching wrestling because we don't need you as a wrestling fan, you lame sack of shit. Now, there are some wrestling podcasts out there that are doing it right. Deadlock Pro Wrestling, they do great. Their fucking DPW show, fantastic. The only thing I complain about them about is they always bitch about WWE. That's fine. Cuck's going to cuck. That's cool. The Laps fan, I fucking hate how you guys talk, but your podcasts are good. Now we got some good wrestling podcasts out there. Wrestling Recommendations, our boy Eddie and Travis over here from New Japan, not New Japan, Next Gen Wrestling and TN. Their podcasts are always quality, so go listen to them. The Wrestling Purists, their podcasts are quality. But you got these other cucks out here who want to get in front of a mic like they're Eminem and cry about how bad their life is. Shut the fuck up, watch the wrestling, and carry on. Rant done.
That was great. I loved it.
In case you forgot, this is the No Disqualifications Podcast.
Baby!
I'm Adrian.
I'm Tay.
And we are still your podcast champions. And if you're going to come for us, make sure you don't miss. Thank you. Fuck you. Have a good day.
Last has a kidney stone in his dick hole.